Welcome to For Your Information, a weekly program that examines issues facing family radio listeners like you in the greater Chicago area. Each week, this program airs interviews with people from Chicagoland, people who represent organizations offering important services in the WJCH listening area. Your host is Virginia Bean, who now introduces today's guest.
Over 300 veterans are expected to attend a special event intended to help our recently returning troops and other veterans and service members and their spouses with employment, entrepreneurship, and educational opportunities. We're going to be learning more about this opportunity as we speak with Larry Slagle, Senior Vice President, former Marine officer, presently working with Recruit Military Chicago. Welcome to the program, Larry.
Thank you very much, Virginia.
Tell me a little bit, first of all, about what Recruit Military is. Who are they?
Well, we're a pretty special company, and I believe I'm somewhat biased, but we've been around for 12 years, and we are veteran-owned and operated, as well as veteran-advised, and we're a bunch of former veterans that live and evangelize to companies about why it's a great idea for them to hire veterans or employ veterans, and I should also mention their spouses and family members, and that is why we exist, and we've existed, like I said, for 12 years doing just that mission.
Where did the idea first come from? Is there one particular person who started it?
Our president, Drew Myers, who is also a former Marine officer, Drew and I served in the Marine Corps, and it was sort of his brainchild those 12 years ago, in that we both recalled our own experiences transitioning out of the military and just how difficult it really was because there was no real connection with the civilian world and no real SOP, if you will, that would take a transitioning veteran into the civilian world and connect them with companies. And which is what Recruit Military's mission is to help veterans both transitioning and people like myself who got out years ago who might be looking to make a career change, connect with veteran-friendly companies and jumpstart their civilian career, so to speak.
Much of the time we hear about companies actually holding a job for a person who's in the military, but that's more or less short-term, isn't it? Maybe a year, maybe two?
Well, there are certain guidelines, and the ESGR is the ombudsman of those guidelines as far as what a company legally has to do for a reservist or a Guards member who is recalled to active duty. But generally, a year and up to, I think it's up to 18 months, quite frankly, that they're required by law to hold a position for a veteran who gets deployed or activated.
It occurs to me that you would probably be providing a great service to a career military person who is getting out at maybe age 40 and has not worked in what we think of as being the standard work world. Is that the type of person you're directing this toward?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Virginia. The military is such a diverse group of people, and it's consistently evolving in its diversity. And the people that attend our opportunity expos or that use our Recruit Military services range in very young folks who are, you know, in ages of, 21 to 24 years old who do one tour or 4 years in the military and decide it's time to transition out, to those folks who are, 40 plus years old who are getting ready to retire. And if you think about the word retire in military, it's kind of a misnomer because, unfortunately, the military doesn't pay you enough to go and retire and live down in the Bahamas for the most part. It's time, once you get out of the military, to find a civilian job. And logically, if you think about it, when most people get in the military, they may be around the year, around 18 or 19 years old. If they do 20 years, they'll only be 39 or 40 years old. So you're right on the money in saying, boy, there's a bunch of people in the 40-year range who are going to be looking for another career. And quite frankly, it's a real scary time for those folks because they've never really interviewed for a job. The military has been their job.
The other thing that occurs to me is that people who have been working in what we think of as standard jobs from the time that they're 20 until they're 40, if they get laid off, being 40 years old and looking for a job is a really scary time for someone who has been in the workforce.
Absolutely. And I think that that can be compounded for military veterans. And knowing that I'm a bit biased as I speak about veterans, I think it's a little more scary for a veteran because the unknown is so prevalent, looking them right in the eyes when they leave the military. At least a person who's been in the corporate American workforce for 20 years and gets laid off knows what corporate America is like. A military person, though, does not. And as a result, that fear of the unknown, coupled with a struggling economy and being out for the first time and getting ready to interview for the first time, I think compounds that fear factor a little bit.
Do you only provide services to people in the military?
No, actually, as I mentioned earlier, we provide services to transitioning veterans, also folks that have served or are serving in the reserves or the Guard, as well as people who have left the military, and myself, I transitioned out of the Marine Corps in 1993. We help folks out like that. And then as well as spouses of military veterans and family members of those folks as well. So just about everybody who's ever been connected with the military in one way or another, we will certainly be more than happy to assist.
Is that partially because military families are frequently based around the world and as a family are coming home together?
For sure. And a lot of folks, you hear the people who are what are called civilian warriors, or those are the spouses of military veterans who hold the fort down while their spouse is deployed in all these places all over the world. Really, their task is just as difficult. And quite often, if you're a military veteran who has a family and you're staying in for any amount of time, you've moved several times around the United States. And quite frankly, it's up to the spouses and the family members to effect those moves and take care of business. So it's just as hard on them as it is on the veteran sometime who is deployed to Afghanistan or Iraq. So, yeah, we're more than happy and have alliances with several organizations, to include the American Legion, to include the Military Spouse Corporate Career Network, to help those folks who are family members also gain gainful employment.
When we first began the program, you were talking about some of the other services that you have other than the event that is coming to Chicago this week. Let's talk about some of the other things that you're able to do, and then we'll talk about the fair coming.
Sure. And basically, Recruit Military, as I mentioned, has been around for 12 years, and we have four main arteries or services that we offer military veterans, spouses, and family members. The first one, which we've been discussing or are going to discuss, the Opportunity Expos, is designed to assist all of those folks I just talked about in a format that's not really a career fair. There are direct employers there, but there's also educational opportunities as well as opportunities with franchises for a veteran to own their own business or work for themselves. We also provide a database and information online, whereas a veteran can, or spouse or family member can go and register on our database. And there's about 550,000 job-seeking veterans and family members on our website, in which case we have about 7,000 clients that use our database to hook up with and find the right kind of folks for the opportunities they have available, as well as a magazine that's distributed to over 230 bases worldwide. The magazine is called Search and Employ, and we do print advertising in there and tips on getting employment in certain business sectors. And then finally, we have your good old-fashioned recruiting services, whereas a company will outsource all of their recruiting needs to us, and we take care of it for them. So those are the four main arteries that we help veterans out with. And I probably should mention that all of our services are absolutely free to veterans, spouses, and family members.
So there is no charge for this?
Right.
Now, are all of your services only available on the web, or are there offices where a veteran could walk in and perhaps take advantage of some of the things you offer?
Well, we're headquartered out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and we have an 800 number that can connect you with the nearest Recruit Military representative. And we have offices all over the United States where whereas a veteran can either go and meet one of our representatives or just simply go online. That's the beauty of technology today. You could go online and connect with us just as easy.
Since we are talking about a phone number, would you share that with us?
Sure. You can connect with us at 1-800-226-0841 or simply go online at www.recruitmilitary.com.
Recruit Military is all one word?
Yes, it is.
Would you give us the 800 number a second time?
Sure. 1-800-226-0841.
And then they, in turn, can connect you with someone local.
Right.
Talk about the upcoming fair. What actually happens when someone comes to the fair?
Well, a bunch of things happen. And before I go on about the Opportunity Expo, I've got to mention our sponsor, and that's Sylvan Learning. And they are a very big player in the veteran community. In fact, before the event starts, and the event goes from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the UIC Forum on West Roosevelt, at 10 a.m., Sylvan Learning is going to be conducting a how-to seminar on franchise ownership for veterans, and really, quite frankly, any of your listeners out there that are interested in franchise ownership or coming to learn more about how to really work for themselves, you're more than welcome to attend this seminar that starts at 10 a.m. And the whole theme is basically why in a struggling economy the supplemental education market is providing a very resilient and resourceful way for people to make it through in this day and age. And quite frankly, Sylvan, we're very proud to sponsor with them. They've been ranked number 57 in the Franchise Times magazine of the top 200 systems in the United States. So we're very, very happy they're part of this event in and of themselves. After the seminar and after the event starts at 11 a.m., you can expect a bunch of different opportunities there. And it's really interesting, Virginia. You may have, for instance, besides a Sylvan Learning booth, you'll have CSX next to them, maybe Amtrak on the other side. A couple booths down, there will be T-Mobile, a couple booths down from them, DeVry University, and then right across from them, you'll see the DEA or the Social Security Administration, and all of these organizations will be attending. And really, there's a plethora of different opportunities there, hence the name Opportunity Expo. There are direct employers, like I mentioned, with the CSX, Amtrak, T-Mobile, Walgreens. DeVry also hires, as well as government organizations like the DEA and Social Security Administration. Then you have educational opportunities with some of the universities, both local and national, such as DeVry, that will be attending as well as then finally a host of different opportunities on the franchise side where a veteran or their spouse can get information on how they can, besides Sylvan, how they can start their own business and work for themselves. And there are a lot of organizations out there, a lot of government loans that are available to newly transitioning veterans that make this a very, very easy process for them. So it's an exciting day. It's a day filled with, you know, a bunch of networking opportunities. And it's really a hard-hitting 4 hours. And we urge folks to come ready to go and to just spend the 4 hours there talking to as many people as you can, both networking and just learning about as many opportunities as you can.
Well, Larry, you told me that the seminar begins at 10 o'clock and the expo begins at 11 and runs till 3.
Yes.
But you haven't said what day.
Oh, yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? That would be October 15th.
That's this Thursday.
Yep, at UIC Forum there on West Roosevelt. And again, if you have any questions about that or need directions, you can go online and check it out or simply call our office at 1-800-226-0841.
As I recall, the UIC Forum is actually at 725 West Roosevelt Road in Chicago. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You mentioned that there is no cost. How do you provide the funds in order to be there?
Well, great question. There's no cost to the veterans, family members, or spouses. The way we keep our lights on and pay our bills is simply there's a heck of a lot of companies out there, and Recruit Military does business with over 7,000 companies, as I mentioned earlier, in a variety of different ways with a variety of different services, and they actually pay us for our services in helping them connect with veterans, because as the veteran experiences a very maybe trying or frustrating time or a scary time transitioning out of the military, companies that want to hire veterans often are faced with the same sort of thing, and not scary as much as, boy, how do I connect with this great employee workforce? There isn't an ASOP for a company that can walk on a military base and say, for instance, hey, Company X is here to hire and meet us here in this office. You can't do that on a military base. DOD policy prohibits that from happening. So companies that hire veterans sometimes do it accidentally and find out that they're some of the best employees you can possibly hire. And we provide a service at Recruit Military, simply a way of connecting veteran-friendly companies with veterans. And so both entities are kind of in the same boat. A veteran is looking for a veteran-friendly company. They don't know how to find them. A company is looking to hire from this great employer or workforce, wants to hire those folks, but they don't know how to find them either. And Recruit Military is really kind of a conduit, if you will, that connects the two parties together.
What type of unique skills do military veterans bring to an employer?
Boy, another really great question. And I can go on and on about my own personal learning points and experience. But it's interesting, a lot of veterans have a hard time marketing themselves because they don't know how to market really the soft skills that they have. When I say soft skills, I mean things like the ability to work under arduous conditions, the ability to build diverse teams, the ability to do more with less, meet deadlines, and make decisions in sometimes life-threatening situations. These are all things that you can't go to college to learn, but the military helps hone those skills. And a lot of veterans, myself included, when you're transitioning out, you only think about the specific job you were trained to do in the military. For instance, in the Marine Corps, I was an armor officer or a tank officer. And as you know, Virginia, there's not a whole lot of tanks rolling down the streets in civilian America, thank God.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
And when I transitioned out, I thought, really, I don't bring anything to the table. You know, there's no tanks out there. That's what I was trained to do. And, geez, what am I good for? And a couple wise mentors that I had and senior officers and what have you said, no, you're thinking of this all backwards. It's not the fact that you are an armor officer that people want to talk to you or companies would want to interview you or hire you. They want to talk to you and interview you because of the other things, the intangibles, your leadership ability, the ability to make decisions in tough situations, the ability to do more with less. All of those things are the reasons why companies are interested in military veterans, not the fact that I was an armor officer. So that's what we do here at Recruit Military. We spend an awful lot of time both on the phone as recruiters, working with military members, educating them like that, helping assist them. We do it on site during the Opportunity Expo. We'll be doing it during the event in Chicago on October 15th, helping people understand, hey, this is what Walgreens is looking for. They're looking for you to talk about your intangible skills, or this is what CSX would like to talk to you about. It's not about necessarily what you did in the military. Now, that being said, there are certainly some jobs that are easily transferable into the civilian world. And as a result, your military skills that maybe you're a mechanic or a maintenance person on a ship would transition really very easily with CSX or Amtrak.
It also occurs to me that someone who may be with the MPs would go into law enforcement.
Of course, yeah. The law enforcement niche, so to speak, in the United States, we do an awful lot of work with law enforcement entities, both state, local, national, federal. It's a very, very good fit for military members.
We're talking today with Larry Slagle, Senior Vice President with Recruit Military and a former Marine officer. Larry, what kind of identification or documents should attendees bring with them to the fair?
Well, we make it pretty easy for you. If you have a resume, we certainly recommend that you bring it along with you. But really, you need none of your military documentation to attend the event in and of itself. The event, as I mentioned, is marketed to military veterans, spouses, and family members, but no one's checking at the front door for what's a DD-214, which is your transitioning or separation papers. Why that is simply some companies during the interview process require you to provide that as you get deeper into the interview. Some companies do not. So we don't see it as a reason to, you know, bring that sort of paperwork. In some cases, like myself, it would be dusting those papers off in a chest that was buried long ago. Really, the only thing you need is your resume.
What about the veteran who may have had some other jobs since they've returned but are looking for something better?
Yeah, that's a great sort of candidate to attend one of our events. Myself, as I mentioned, I transitioned out in 1993, and I've been in corporate America ever since. And God forbid I have to go looking. One of these events would also be a great fit for myself because I have not only the military background and I'm a veteran, but also because I have civilian experience, and I can apply that civilian experience to certain opportunities that are out there with some of these great name companies that I mentioned before. So as I mentioned, it's not just about the transitioning veterans, not just about people who have been out. It's really the whole military family that's invited. So if you have civilian experience, the more the merrier, come on in.
Have you ever had to escort someone away that was not in the military?
No, we won't do that. Especially, as I mentioned, the Sylvan Learning folks are holding the seminar at 10 a.m., and that's open to everybody. You don't have to be a veteran to attend that. And if you feel like checking out the Opportunity Expo, you're more than welcome to do that. It isn't a hard and fast, hey, you're not allowed in if you're not a veteran. It's more or less the event's marketed to veterans mostly, and about 8% of the population has veteran status, believe it or not, meaning 92% of them are not veterans. But we're not going to turn anybody away, especially in this economy.
But frankly, the veterans will be given preference if there are two candidates for the same job.
Well, you know what? I'd like to think that because I'm biased for veterans, but I think the person with the best experience will get the job, regardless of what their background is.
Earlier in the program, you told us where this event is going to be and its hours. Would you repeat that information right now?
Absolutely. It's on October 15th, and there's a seminar by our sponsor, Sylvan Learning, that starts at 10 a.m. The expo itself starts at 11 a.m. and goes till 3 p.m., and it's at the UIC Forum at 725 West Roosevelt.
And that's in Chicago?
In Chicago, correct.
If you need directions or you have other questions, you shared a phone number. Would you do that again?
Sure. Simply call us at 1-800-226-0841 or go online at recruitmilitary.com, click on the Opportunity Expo button, and just simply click on Chicago and you'll find all the information there.
Now, Larry, let's be honest. In this economy, can you really find jobs for veterans?
Yeah. Believe it or not, there are still some out there. In fact, there are some, and I kind of chuckle at that because that's a great question. And we are seeing some upticks in the economy, and this is all sort of unofficial stuff. I'm not an expert by any stretch or an economist. We're seeing an uptick in the clients that are attending our events. Our Chicagoland event is going to be one of the largest ones we've done in Chicago, with around 40-some organizations attending, which in this economy is very, very good. We have had great success connecting veterans in the past few weeks here with some just dynamite opportunities. And in fact, if I may sort of brag a little bit here, Virginia, we've had record highs with companies attending our events in two cities recently, in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field last week, and in Boston a few weeks ago up at Gillette Stadium. We had record number of companies attending to hire veterans. And so we feel very good about that, and that's a good sort of indicator to us that companies are starting to get their footing. They may be coming out of this recession quite a bit, or at least a little bit, and there are definitely opportunities. Plus, if you just logically think about it, the companies that are attending our events are paying to be there, so they're just not going to hang out at the UIC Forum for the day. They're there for a reason, and it's to connect with the veteran community.
Do you by any chance have any statistics as to how successful you are in getting jobs for vets?
Yeah, you know, through the years, and we've been doing our Opportunity Expo since 2006, Virginia, through the years we've kept records as best as we could. And what we've learned is about 23% of the attendees at our Opportunity Expos get what's called a follow-on interview, or those interviews result in an offer. Not a bad number. In fact, you could look at it like a quarter of the people that attend are going to get some sort of offer there. Now, how many accept that offer and go to work? That's something we just can't put a finger on, simply because it would cause candidates to have to report out to us. And tough getting details sometimes from people.
But you do have a pretty good success rate.
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to have 100%. I don't know if that's a utopian hope for, but you know, we're getting there. And especially in an economy like this, a lot of folks look at events like this and go, oh, they can't possibly be hiring for anything any good. I can tell you that that's certainly not the attitude to have in this day and age. Coming out and network and talking to people who, in a lot of cases, are veterans themselves on the other side of the table representing organizations, this is the best time in the world to be doing that, and getting not only career advice from somebody who's in your shoes maybe 2 years ago, but also somebody that can hook you up with perhaps another division in the company and kind of hand carry you in there.
Talk to the person who says, you know, I really would like to go to that event, but there's no way I can get there. Do you have help you can offer to that person?
The best thing I could recommend, simply, we try to do things where there's a lot of public transportation, but also if for some reason you're out of town, or for some other reason, maybe you're at work and just simply cannot afford to take that time off, you can certainly go online on our website at recruitmilitary.com, create a profile, post your resume, and a lot of the companies that will be attending the event will also have their jobs posted. And you can search simply by the zip code you're living in currently and click on jobs available in, for instance, the 60608 zip code, and see what's available there if you can't attend. Then you can also search by the position in and of itself, whether it be sales, whether it be operations, entrepreneurship, etc.
What about the person who's listening to today's program and they say, you know, Uncle Joe just got out of the military, but he doesn't live anywhere near Chicago. Can he take advantage of your services also?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And what a great question, because I didn't even think of bringing this up, and I should probably toot Recruit Military's horn a little bit here. This Chicago event is one of 68 we're doing this year in 33 cities across the United States. And simply, chances are, we're going to be somewhere near Uncle Joe. And if not, simply he could go to the Recruit Military website and, again, post his resume, or at least, at the very least, create a profile and go searching in his area by zip code of where he lives to find out what's available there.
So anyone in the United States can actually take advantage of the services you provide?
Absolutely. And we also have veterans, currently active duty members who are in Iraq, Afghanistan, on ships and abroad, who quite often, if you have internet access, you can use our services.
So what you're telling me is that you have people who are currently in the service and perhaps looking to transition back to civilian life that are actually searching your pages on the web now.
Oh, yeah. As we speak right now, Virginia, believe it or not, there are folks that are registering who are in Afghanistan, who are sitting on a ship in the Persian Gulf. Absolutely. And those folks, we average about 220 registrants per day, new registrants, I should say, from around the world. Yeah, it's a great, great site, and for companies looking to hire that might not be attending the event, you know, certainly go to our website, take a look at things, and if interested, please contact us, and there's all kinds of information on how to do that.
Are there any age restrictions on the jobs?
No, absolutely not. Not that I'm aware of, and I haven't heard of that in the years that we've been doing this. Now, there are certain levels of positions, you know, entry-level, mid-level, executive-level positions that will be available, but that's all driven by experience level.
A lot of that experience would be with the military.
For the most part, probably.
Our guest today is Larry Slagle, Senior Vice President with Recruit Military and a former Marine officer. Hey, Larry, what were you actually doing with the Marines? You said something about working with tanks.
Yes, I was a Marine Corps armor officer, and believe it or not, a lot of people think the Marine Corps is just made up of infantry folks, but we also have armor that supports the infantry in our efforts across the globe. I attended the University of Pittsburgh, and after leaving the University of Pittsburgh, I was commissioned after I attended officer candidate school, and I was trained as a tank officer and then spent my years in the Marine Corps, and I eventually got out as a captain, but I spent my years literally in every climb and place, so to speak. The biggest thing I can take away from that, and those are times I would never trade, was the fact that you got a chance as a very young person, and I was in my low 20s at the time, seems like a century ago, but I was in my low 20s or early 20s. You know, you were in charge of 21 Marines and everywhere you went, and it was your responsibility to accomplish the mission and bring all of them home so they can see their families. Pretty heady responsibility for a young person. And that's why in the military, you grow up pretty quickly, especially in this day and age. And with the world turmoil the way it is, you have young men and women who are out there serving and leading in really incredible situations. And it's, you know, they distinguish themselves every day just simply by the mission that they do. That's why events like this are so important to the companies attending, because they know of these people and they know what kind of caliber and character they have. And thus, you know, when they attend these events, they see it for themselves.
Our guest today is Larry Slagle, Senior Vice President with Recruit America, former Marine officer. Larry, as we bring the program to a close, could you tell us again which day, where it's at, and what phone number we can call and website we can visit to learn more about the upcoming fair?
Sure. It is on October 15th, and the Sylvan Learning Seminar starts at 10 a.m., the Opportunity Expo starts directly after that at 11 a.m., and it goes till 3 p.m. at the UIC Forum at 725 West Roosevelt, Chicago, Illinois. And if you're going to Google this, the zip code is 60608. And you can reach us if you have any questions simply by calling at 1-800-226-0841 or go online at www.recruitmilitary.com.
And that phone number one last time?
1-800-226-0841.
Thank you so much, Larry Slagle, for being our guest today on For Your Information.
Thank you very much for having us, Virginia, and I really appreciate your help here in getting the word out. We're going to have a great show up in Chicago, and it's always good to be up there.
And thank you, listener, for tuning us in today. My name is Virginia Bean.
You've been listening to For Your Information, a weekly program that examines issues facing family radio listeners like you in the greater Chicago area. The issues and opinions discussed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of this station. For Your Information can be heard every Saturday at 6:30 a.m., 12 noon, and 5 p.m. Tune in again next week for another broadcast of For Your Information.